On the west coast of South America, he reflects on what he has seen and puzzled over and tried to understand on the east coast of South America. He had several years on the east coast. And by 1835, however, we get this little essay just called the February 1835 Essay, which is really reading notes, two or three pages of reading notes on Lyell on the question of extinction. The scientific question is, he knows the geology of South America, and the climate in eastern South America has not changed from the past when these giant animals lived. Now, according to Lyell, if the environment hasn't changed, why should they change and why should there now be small armadillos, if you like? And he puzzles about that. How can that be? And ultimately interprets it in this passage in terms of Lyell. Remember, Lyell, it's important to remember that Lyell writes a whole book, one quarter of his book is devoted to ripping apart the Lamarckian theory of evolution. The Lamarckian theory claimed, first of all, that species are descended one from another, that there is a history of life, of connection. And in other words, I think that's the fundamental issue here. Lamarck would explain evolution as follows, that the environment changes and organisms adapt to it and they are automatically fixed. In fact, by over and over again through a series of generations, repeating even by their habits, they slowly fix the changes that we see in now in the tree of life. Now, the tree for Lamarck was a straight line. It was not kind of like a scale. An elevator of evolution going up. Extinction is not a factor, actually, oddly. However, the point is that Lyell deeply criticizes this, rips it apart. And Darwin kind of, in this, in a note that we can look at, called Note A, is siding with Lyell. And he's saying, he's talking in terms of the births and deaths of species, but then he's starting to think about, what about reproduction? By some means of reproduction, could you extend the life of species further and further? Without ever saying, I'm an evolutionist, I don't think he was. He is beginning to think about laws of reproduction that could be applied to this question of the birth and death of species. So where Lyell uses the word birth almost metaphorically, not leading to a sequence of births, Darwin is he's forcing the language to accommodate a new way of thinking. And then here's a wonderful example of the way in which religion and science flow together with him, with Darwin, because look, the last thing he says is this interpretation is it would make us assume that if you only had births and no deaths, well, the world would be overcome. It would not be, or if you only had deaths and no births, it would go out of equilibrium, out of balance. But the way he interprets that, obvious fact, is that this is a fact in contradiction to the fitness which the author of nature has now established. So he's putting this into the same context as Lyell, that there is a creator who works by laws, and the job of the naturalist to figure out what the laws are. His difference from Lyell is that Lyell thinks that the creator works by is not evolution. He just creates new, replaces extinction by new creation, but not by descent.